Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
You're listening to the Tuesday afternoon show on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our next guest in, haven't we?
We have. We have the lovely Dean Murphy in from White Link in the community.
Good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon. How are we doing?
I'm fine, thank you. So you are here representing White Link's commitment to the community.
That's right, yes.
So what sort of things do you do in the community?
I think there's many strands to this. So one of them is providing £800,000 worth of discounted travel to charities, good causes, island events, and
wow,
trying to give a little bit back, really. I think with that, there's some incredible work being done with talented athletes on the island. And we support 75 athletes with...
So to get them across and back...
Absolutely, for events and training and stuff like that, yeah.
Wow.
And I know you used to sponsor the ice skating, ice hockey team as well when we had an ice rink.
That's right, yeah. They were the White Link Raiders. They were a very proud part of our team.
But do they still exist, or...?
No. No.
They're a silent team, they're running out of Gosport, aren't they?
There's that, and I think you were involved with the Speedway as well?
Speedway, yeah, the Island Speedway. They were the bigger events that we were linked to. We have some smaller ones where we have athletes. We have Joe Carter at the moment, a talented 13-year-old swimmer. He's doing some of the fastest times in the country at the moment.
All right. Where does he go swimming?
He actually swims out of Medina, I believe.
All right.
Trains twice a day, and then goes to events on the island. So, you know, supporting people like that. And the complete end of the spectrum, we have the very amazing, inspirational Jenny Ball, who's still swimming competitively, 80 years of age.
Wow. Really?
Good for her.
Wow. That's quite something.
It isn't it? We were lucky enough to meet Jenny on her birthday this year and provide her with some flowers and a card.
Oh, how lovely.
Because she does a lot of work with younger swimmers.
Yeah.
And it's quite incredible and inspirational to see.
Good for her.
But she's a junior now because they've just created a new age group for her, for 80 to 84. So Jenny at 80 is the junior of the group.
She's only the baby.
Slightly mind-blown by that, but there we are. You're junior at 80. Okay, that's interesting. So this is probably going to be a question you're going to find a little bit. Why does White Link have a connection to the community? Why does it do that?
We're trying to enhance quality of life on the island and be part of the community. We're a big business on the island. We have workers that are from the island, and it's important to give a little bit back whenever we can. If we can use island supplies like Island Ales, White Crystal, Grace's Bakeries.
You use Grace's Bakeries?
Yes, we do. We started using them on the Leamington Yarmouth service.
I know the little shop quite well.
Yeah,
because they do nice rolls. Not trying to plug Grace's Bakeries particularly, but they do.
Other bakeries do exist.
But yes, that's they sort of do sandwiches, or what is
that's
it?
That's right. They provide sandwiches and that, and I believe sausage rolls and stuff. Ooh. For actually on board the vessel, only on that route at the moment. But yeah, so it's just important to give a little bit back and actually be part of the community. There's so many charities and people that we don't necessarily know who are doing so much good work for no money, but just giving their time to people. And if whatever we can do to help, we should do.
That's excellent news.
That's good.
And is it that sounds terrible. Is it all monetary, or do you do volunteering and things like that as well?
To be honest with you, it's primarily with regards to discounted and travel with regards to and from the island. We try and support if we can by turning up to things and trying to listen and see if we can help in other ways. For instance, we had Recycle for Africa this year, where we got involved assisting with helping with bikes that are going to Africa.
They're
being serviced and then going to Africa to assist with children and people to go to and from work and school.
Yes.
Just to try and enable them to have a life, really, and sustainable with work.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's brilliant stuff.
Because there's so many different ways that companies can support the community, and often, as you say, can you give us some money? But it's not. It's more about providing access.
Absolutely, we've tried to introduce as well the White Link in the Community Facebook page.
Yes.
It was launched July of this year.
Yes.
And it's really to showcase and share the success of people on the island, and enable people to show their, see their stories, show their stories, and just see the inspirational people we have on this island.
We've got millions of them.
Yes, we've got. There's an awful lot of community spirit here on the Isle of Wight, and it's good that people get involved in it.
They are. I mean, the people packing shoeboxes for the troops and all sorts.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, and it makes you very humble at times. You know, you see the work Isle Access are doing with regards to with disability and
trying
and it's incredible work they do. And, you know, it sometimes goes unnoticed that they just do this because they care. It's because they want to help.
Yeah.
They don't need to, but they do because they want to.
Yeah, so there's a lot of organisations that depend on volunteers.
There are.
So we're pleased that Whitelink's involved with some of those.
Absolutely.
I think we just need to take a short break for some adverts and stuff. We'll come back with a bit more from you about Whitelink in the community.
Absolutely.
A bit of, well, shall I call him Cat Stevens? It was, what was his name when he recorded it?
Okay.
But other than that, he's Yusuf now.
Yes.
Oh, I can't keep it in, I can't keep it in, I've got to let it out. I've got to show the world, world's got to see all the love, love that's in me. I said, why walk alone, why worry when it's warm over here? You've got so much to say, say what you mean, mean what you think and think anything. Oh, why must you waste your life away? There's nothing I wouldn't do if you let me know. Oh, oh, and I can't keep it in, I can't hide it, and I can't lock it away. I'm up for your love, love heats my blood, blood spins my head and my head falls.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Island Harbour presents The Breeze Restaurant and Bar. We offer a variety of delicious foods which can be enjoyed inside the recently refurbished restaurant or outside, overlooking the picturesque marina. Start your day well with something from our breakfast menu. Enjoy afternoon tea with a slice of freshly made cake or drop by for an evening meal with the family. We offer a range of tasty British classics with a choice of daily specials. Our produce is locally sourced to ensure quality and taste. The Breeze Restaurant and Bar, one of the Solent's best kept secrets. Call us today on 533-388.
Something's brewing on the Isle of Wight. E.ON have teamed up with the Footprint Trust to warm up homes across the island. You could get a brand new boiler for only £240 and free cavity wall insulation. We're also holding Cozy Isle Socials, free events where you can learn top energy saving tips. and enjoy plenty of tea and cake. Want to see if you could save up to £2,000 on a new boiler? Call E.ON today on 0333 202 4533. Terms and eligibility criteria apply.
Willie's Guitar Shop is a stylish guitar boutique in Cowes on the Isle of Wight. We are a small, friendly, family-owned business and sell quality vintage and pre-owned guitars. Also, accessories, strings, leads and books. In addition, we provide guitar repairs, setups, restrings and guitar lessons. We pride ourselves on our expertise and first-class customer service. You are more than welcome to pop in for a chat. We're situated at number 12 Shooters Hill in Cowes. For more details, visit our Facebook page, Willie's Guitar Shop, or telephone 01983 242680.
Most excellent!
For over 70 years, White Building Materials have been the leading supplier of construction and building materials on the Isle of Wight, offering ready-mixed concrete, decorative aggregates, concrete blocks and so much more. They're right here on your doorstep, unless of course you haven't built it yet, in which case you need White Building Materials. For more information or if you have any questions regarding products and services, contact them on 01983 524 822 or check out the website whitebuildingmaterials.com. White Building Materials. Get your asphalt into gear and call them today.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.
The afternoon show, sponsored by the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. So much to do for the whole family. For more details, go to www.iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. The young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, go to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Chuck Berry, you never can tell.
No, you can't.
You can't. You listen to Vectis Radio FM 104.6.
You never tell.
And online. And on your smart speaker.
Oh, yes.
Alexa!
There's no use shouting at it, because I can't hear you unless I've got the radio on.
That's true. Alexa, play Vectis Radio. Just a quick look through the travel. Basically, there isn't any.
Oh,
everything's
good.
Running to time, as good. Far as I can tell. Only the normal diversions for Southern Vectis. Culver Parade is shut currently, yeah. So I think it's the 8th is diverted round that. And
just a reminder that Shelfleet is closed for 2 weeks from Monday.
From Monday, the road through Shelfleet is shut for some kind of waterworks. I didn't see because we whisked past it this morning. I think it's Southern Water doing something down there.
Let's go the other way.
Let's go the other way round. Let's go down the middle road.
We shall live.
Well, I'm sure we'll survive. Anyway, we still have our guest in this afternoon.
We do, the lovely Dean Murphy.
Talking about White Link in the community. And whilst the ads were on there, we were chatting about some of the other things you do. So you're heavily involved with the Steam Railway, aren't you, down there?
Yeah, we work very closely with the Steam Railway. We've just jointly created the mini museum with regards to the Steam Railway at the top of Ryde Pierhead.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, it's good. It looks good, that. The Ryde Pierhead does, well, it's functional, but it's got that nice thing to look at.
Yeah, a lot of people stop and look at it, and it's a great a great little museum to show the history of the Steam Railway, really.
Mm.
And, you know, the work they do, there's so many volunteers to make an island attraction, which is brilliant,
it's
I think.
It's world class, to be fair. Yeah. And there's those other things you do as well.
Yeah, you know, we provide and help arts with regards to New Carnival, Platform One, Raw Samba, a wonderful samba band that you've probably seen playing on the island.
We have, yeah.
Harp on White, and we've got a very strong relationship with Shanklin Theatre.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we've seen your logo appear on their one of their programmes and things.
Lovely theatre.
Beautiful theatre, isn't it?
So, you help them get the artists and so forth across, isn't it?
Yeah, so for instance, where they're a community theatre, it's good to try and help them by attracting names to perform, if we can help them with the travel, with providing and getting
big names, haven't they?
They do get some big names, don't they?
Yeah.
Their pantomime every year is superb as well.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is
indeed. And you were talking about you've got 4 a.m. passengers.
We do. We have a very unique and very dedicated group of ferry goers on the 4 o'clock morning on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Isle of Wight Dance Club.
There's no such time on a Sunday.
Ice dancing.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Unfortunately, due to there not being an ice rink on the island anymore,
they have to go elsewhere.
They go across and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go on that car ferry.
They get up to go on the 4 o'clock ferry, so they're up at least 3.
Quite, yep, and then to go to the Gosport rink.
Wow! So that's two ferries.
Yeah, two ferries.
So they can hop off and hop on again.
Yes. Well, very true. They're competing in Belgium. Sometime this month, and we assist
them. That's another ferry.
And that's the probably ferry all play. but we assist them with their travel, you know, because, again, the dedication they're showing needs to be rewarded and assisted, and whatever we can do to keep that going, we'll continue to do.
And now, we're also, I've heard that you've got some Christmas stuff coming up on your ferry.
Yes.
We do, it's that time of year again, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're allowed to say it now. We're nearly halfway through November. Now, come on, guys, we're allowed to say Christmas, surely.
Of course we are.
Yeah, I think Christmas
we've done it now anyway, so it matters not.
I haven't heard a Christmas song yet on the radio.
If our station manager's listening, which he probably is, he goes, I'm not playing any Christmas songs until the 1st of December.
Oh, is that a rule just in radio or just here?
Well, no.
It's just here.
We don't play anything until December.
An old Scrooge.
And you'll find a lot of the more mainstream stations probably won't play it till a bit later. It just depends on the station.
Oh, okay.
But there's no point playing Christmas music before that on the radio. You'll probably hear it in shops.
Yes.
But
on the radio.
Yeah, so we're doing our own music. So throughout December, we have the Salvation Army.
Oh,
so they're going to bring a full band, are they?
I believe full band, yeah. Wow. We have the Newport Jazz Club.
Oh.
And a great team in the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is this on the Fishbourne route?
This will actually be performing on the Portsmouth to Fishbourne route in December at certain times.
Lovely.
So, again, these are the organisations we assist with travel at times.
Mm.
And they're just giving a little bit back by performing to our customers.
Yeah.
Which I think would be wonderful.
Won't it be? Yes.
Yes, I look forward to that.
Didn't I hear something about the pierhead and fishing?
Yes, another one was a lovely young lad called Hayley Richardson, Richardson, a 10-year-old. He got the Responsible Angler of the Year Award.
Wow.
This is for Vectis Angler Club, Angling Club.
Mm.
And this was, we created a dedicated safe area for open deep water fishing.
Is that a bit near the cafe?
Yes, to the side of that.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen them sort of standing there with their rods and stuff.
Yeah, so this has allowed them to be able to fish safely.
Mm.
And he's been going for a couple of years, and he became the Responsible Angler Award.
Good for
him. Helpful weekend. Mm. He had a trophy and a photo, and he's part of a team.
Yeah, that's
but again, it's, you know, teamwork. He's understanding to be responsible with his fishing. He's doing it sensibly, and he's doing it safely, and hence he gets rewarded. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Must be cold out there sometimes.
Yeah, I would guess so.
I've seen him standing out there. You're mad, but they love it. Not something I'd like to do either. But
obviously, they enjoy it.
I'm pleased if they enjoy it because, because the pier is quite an iconic structure, isn't it? That one for the island.
Yeah, the Victorian pier. It's a beautiful pier.
Mm. It is, and it's lovely that it's still working in a practical sense.
It's still a working pier. But the fixtures and fittings and how it looks, it's quite regal, isn't it?
It is, indeed. Yeah. So so Whiteley do an enormous amount, often unspoken, in the community.
Yes.
Yeah, we will continue to do more and try and help lots of different charities, sports associations. But I think it's important that we just give a little bit back and stay part of the community in whatever way we can.
Say a little bit, that's a huge bit.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more about what Whiteley does in the community, you said there's a Facebook page?
There's a Facebook page, yeah. So there's two pages. We have the Whiteley Facebook page with regards to for charities.
Mm.
And you can get everything on there with regards to logging and just having a look. It's not linked to our commercial and operational side.
We're not talking about that at all.
It's and the final one is we have at Whiteley Community, and that's to do with Whiteley in the community on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Well, shall we just take a quick musical track from a local band and come back with the final couple of words from Whiteley in the community? We're going to have a few final words from our Whiteley in the community people.
Yes.
So you do loads of stuff for the community, mostly assisting travel. That's the way you look at it,
mm-hmm.
And because after all, that's the business you're in, isn't it? Travel,
absolutely.
Just quickly then, how can people find out more?
Okay, if you search on Facebook, on social media, and look for Whiteley in the community, log on there, and you'll see everything with regards to charity work, and the ways in which we help in the community. Really.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Thank you very much for coming in.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very
much.
Would
you come in again sometime in 2019,
in the new year,
to talk about what's going on?
I'd like that very much.
And don't forget, in December, you can be entertained on the Fishbourne route.
Yes.
By local people playing
Salvation
Army. I won't say it's local music, it's just Salvation Army. If the Salvation Army doesn't make you feel Christmassy, there's something wrong with you.
Absolutely.
In my view.
There might even be a mince pie on.
That's it. And done. We're booking mince pies. I'm on. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.